Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Welcome back to Tesla Daily for the final week of Q3. Today we've got news on the possible Twitter acquisition, we've got an update on Giga Berlin, a couple of stories out of China, news on SpaceX, and a couple other items as well. Not the most eventful day in the stock market today, but a nice finish for Tesla, up 0.25%, which we'll definitely take after the previous two trading days finishing down around 4.5%. Tesla closed at $276.01 and nicely outperformed the Nasdaq, which was down 0.6% on the day today. Few items to keep an eye on as we navigate through the final week of the quarter here. Fed Chairman Powell is speaking a couple times this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. We've got core PCE on Friday, and of course, AI Day on Friday as well. That'll be the final day of the quarter, and then we should get Q3 delivery and production numbers from Tesla sometime Sunday morning. As we had talked about on Friday, Elon Musk was scheduled to give his deposition in the ongoing Twitter dispute in the first half of this week, beginning today. Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal was also scheduled to do the same. However, according to Bloomberg, both Elon and Parag are rescheduling their depositions. Twitter stock in blue here did pop upon that news coming out. Tesla stock in yellow didn't seem to react all that much. You could say it dropped a little bit, but not seeing a huge correlation there. But of course, with both rescheduling, the speculation immediately jumps to, ooh, maybe some sort of settlement agreement has been reached. Maybe they're rescheduling because those depositions would no longer be needed in that case. More on that in a second, but I think the reactions in each stock here are pretty interesting because we have seen Twitter be a bit of an overhang for Tesla pretty clearly on some occasions. And despite Twitter popping on the speculation, not too much of a reaction from Tesla. So it seems that the market has come to realize that even if this does go through, Elon probably doesn't need to sell any more Tesla stock. And that kind of also suggests that the script might be flipped at this point, where any further action with the Twitter acquisition doesn't carry any additional downside, but if the Twitter acquisition doesn't go through, there is some possible upside there from Elon potentially buying back in to Tesla. So regardless of any actual underlying news, I think the reactions here are interesting. As far as a possibility of the settlement goes, we do have a report here, unfortunately, from the New York Post, but kind of all we've got to go off of. They're reporting that a source close to the situation said no settlement was immediately expected and that both Musk and Agrawal would still be deposed later this week. The source apparently told the New York Post, quote, "they're barking up the wrong tree," end quote, by interpreting the reschedules as a possible indicator of a settlement agreement. The New York Post also reports that two sources familiar with the matter said that Musk's deposition had not actually been scheduled for today, despite court filings saying as much. Apparently, attorneys had already agreed to a deposition date later this week that wasn't reflected in any court updates. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that this week. I can't imagine that that would overlap with AI Day on Friday, and originally it was scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, possibly running into Wednesday. So if it doesn't start until Wednesday this week, that could potentially run into AI Day on Friday. Now, Elon could still technically do both, and last year at the first go-around of AI Day, he didn't have the largest speaking role, but probably not the ideal schedule for Elon, so we'll see. Next, we've got an update on Giga Berlin. According to Moz.de, there was a fire that broke out on the premises of Giga Berlin overnight last night. The fire reportedly involved about 800 cubic meters of paper, cardboard, and wood. Apparently, this broke out when a cardboard press machine for on-site recycling at the factory caught fire, and apparently the tires exploded, spreading that fire in that area. But this is really an external operation to the factory itself, or in other words, separate from the production process. No injuries were reported, so fortunately, relatively not too big of a deal. However, this is causing a bit of a stir from the Strausberg-Erkner Water Association, which upon viewing some of the footage of these fires became concerned that the extinguishing water runoff seemed to be making its way to unpaved areas into the ground. So the Water Association concerned a little bit by the possibility of pollutants entering the groundwater from that extinguishing effort. With all the delays for Giga Berlin and all the consternation about water usage and availability, I think the natural reaction is for this to be a little bit eye-roll inducing, but it's a valid thing to consider. It just makes one wary of an overreaction, as this should be a relatively infrequent event, one would hope, and something that would seem to be relatively easy to improve upon. Maybe we'll hear a little bit more rumbling on that topic, but probably nothing too significant. All right, next up, we've got a couple of updates out of China. The first is coming from CNEV Post and some other media sources. They're reporting something that may sound a bit familiar, that China is extending their new energy vehicle purchase tax exemption through the end of 2023. This is more of a formality than anything else. You may remember last week, we actually talked about the impact of this decision on potential orders in China. There had been rumors about this for a while, and then back in mid-August, this was reported by Chinese state media as being the case. So really nothing new here, just formalizing something that had already been reported. And I'd expect that any consumer behavior that would be changed by that update would have already changed by now. The other sort of update that we have here out of China was reported on today by Tesla Roddy, and I just wanted to share my thoughts on that. They picked up a report by what I think is a blog, I'm not sure exactly what type of media this is, but I think a blog called Zhuyang Gongxi, discussing delivery expectations for Tesla in China for September. The way Tesla Roddy put it, it says Tesla China looking to hit over 80,000 deliveries this month. Looking at the source of the report, though, to me it seemed much more vague than how Tesla Roddy put it. It reads in translation, quote, "With the release of production capacity, domestic deliveries are expected to reach 80 to 90,000 units per month," end quote, which is a pretty wide range. It doesn't necessarily even say that it's Tesla's expectation, just a generic expectation. And it just says per month, not even necessarily for September, as far as I can tell. So for me, I'm not seeing any new information here. Sometimes we'll see reports out of China that do actually give us some insight into what Tesla is planning or targeting for, but I don't think this is one of those cases. All right, next up, we've got a story that is disappointing, maybe a little bit enlightening. Not even sure that's the right word, since stuff like this really should not be unexpected, but there's a short film that's being made about Elon Musk and self-driving technology. I'll keep details relatively light because I'm not really trying to promote this, but this film is, quote, seeking 75 to 100 actors with a strong social media presence slash following to read and self-record a new 10 to 15 minute monologue, end quote, from a script that includes things like saying Elon Musk is a billionaire promoter of distracted driving, that he has built his empire on disempowering drivers from the ability to pay attention and keep their car on the road. I mean, those snippets alone kind of tell you the agenda here. And they're paying people $100 to read from this script, basically just pretend that this is how they feel. And maybe they do, but this is a script that is written by one person or one group, paying people, especially influencers with large audiences, to make it seem like this is a widely held belief. Stuff like this happens a lot, especially in the day and age of bots on social media. This is just one of the more explicit examples that we get to see. Elon reacted to this on Twitter today by saying, "Charming." All right, last couple of updates here. First, one that I missed on Friday, but kind of an interesting story here for Ford. They are actually holding back deliveries of their F-Series pickup trucks. The Wall Street Journal originally reported that this was due to not having the Ford Oval badges in stock to add to these vehicles before delivery, and Ford did confirm that to CNBC. Ford had previously said that they expect to have 40 to 45,000 vehicles in inventory at the end of the quarter due to some part shortages like this. That doesn't necessarily mean all of those are a result of the missing badges, but definitely an interesting reason for undelivered vehicles. I actually do tend to believe this just because it would be such a strange thing to make up, but it's a good example of things being halted by one out of, 10,000 plus parts on a car. I was kind of thinking about if Tesla were in this situation, what they would do, and I feel like they would just deliver the car, come back and add the badges later, and it would be a huge story, of course, in the media. Next, some more reporting out of San Francisco on GM's Cruise division. Apparently, over the last few days, at least three driverless Cruise cars have been responsible for holding up traffic, as reported here by sfgate.com. A couple of videos of this happening popping up on Reddit. A Cruise spokesman told FSGate that the cars were stopped due to a quote-unquote technical issue, and that Cruise had sent employees to recover each vehicle, each arriving within 20 minutes of the disruptions. So things like this are interesting. It should be expected as we move towards autonomy. Sometimes there are going to be issues. I do wonder about Tesla's solution for things like this in the future. I mean, hopefully it just doesn't happen, but it does highlight a bit of scalability challenges. Obviously, Cruise can just have people go and get it in San Francisco whenever they need to. There's a little bit more complexity as you start to scale to other regions. Last item for today then, just a quick update on SpaceX. Elon announced on Twitter yesterday that SpaceX has now manufactured over 1 million user terminals for Starlink. Most recently, we had heard that SpaceX had crossed 700,000 subscribers, and I think they were aiming for somewhere on the order of 1 million at the end of the year. Hopefully this type of production will make that achievable. All right, that is it for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, September 27th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.